U.S. diplomats were relieved this weekend when China allowed a prominent dissident to fly to New York with his family. China, too, might be happy to have Chen Guangcheng out of the country. Chinese exiles tend to fade into obscurity when they leave, and Beijing is likely counting on that to happen this time, too. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on what it means to be an activist outside of China, looking in.
If Chen wants to stay relevant on human rights in China, he might want to learn a few tips from Bob Fu, the man who arranged for Chen to speak to Congress twice in recent weeks.
If you want to continue to focus on your cause, you need to work harder. You need to improve your language instead of just to focus on your own little circle and enjoy the Chinese food and Chinese talk and in Chinatown.
Fu certainly didn't spend time in Chinatown when he came to the U.S. 15 years ago. He's a pastor who preached in secret in China and has made inroads in the evangelical communities of Texas, where he lives and runs a non-governmental group called China Aid.
For me, it's important to interact with American people and pray together in English, not only in Chinese, with the American churches and really rally those who are concerned to support the freedom and the rule of law in China.
Fu not only has political connections here, he says he has lots of activists working with him in China to promote religious freedoms. He spoke to us by phone from Asia, where he says he's on another sensitive mission.
And every village or every house church that we have helped, it always results with more freedom.
Fu also has raised awareness on Capitol Hill, and that's one role exiles do play well, says Sophie Richardson, who covers Asia for Human Rights Watch.
As the lines between inside and outside begin to blur, or are more easily surmounted by technology, physically being outside doesn't necessarily mean being out of the game.
The work Chen was doing in China is hard to replicate from afar. He was bringing legal challenges to fight the practice of forced abortions. And Chen, who's blind, was also standing up for the rights of the disabled. Still, Richardson, who spoke to us from Hong Kong, says there are ways he can be effective in the U.S.
He can, from the outside, educate people about how the Chinese legal system ought to work and how it often does work. He can certainly still be in touch with people and provide advice about how to approach certain kinds of cases or issues. And I think he'll become more of a symbol to people of the kind of change that's possible.
Chen, though, seems eager not to be just a symbol, but to eventually resume his work in China. Speaking through an interpreter Saturday, Chen said he had received assurances from the Chinese government that, as he put it, his rights as a citizen will be protected.
I believe that the promise from the central government is sincere and they are not lying to me.
Returning, though, has rarely been an option. Richardson of Human Rights Watch points to the case of an exiled student leader, Wu Kai-shi, who wants to return to China but couldn't even get into the door at the Chinese embassy in Washington last week.
There's something of a sigh of relief that Chen Guangcheng and his family have come to the U.S., but I think the far harder battle, as Wu Kai-shi shows us, is about going back.
And she's not making any bets about Chen's chances of that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.